Hello, cheerful viewers. Today, we're rejoining May and Florence on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Yesterday, they showed us how to make chocolate heart and star-shaped morsels of love to prepare for Valentine's Day next week. And today, we'll continue with decorating these delightful vegan cookies with icing and sprinkles. May will also show us how to make homemade wrapping paper to package them beautifully for our loved ones.
Welcome back, beloved viewers, to the final stages of our vegan heart-shaped cookies, celebrating Valentine's Day and the love we want to share with everyone. So, we are ready for the next step.
Yes, we are. We've taken the cookies out of the oven, and we've transferred them to a cooling rack. So it's important to make sure that your cookies are completely cooled before you start decorating. Mm-hmm. So while we let these cookies cool a bit longer, we're going to make some vegan icing for the cookies.
A real treat and not easy to find. So I'm very happy that you're teaching us how to do it.
Yes. Okay. So what we need is, we need a cup of confectioner sugar, mm-hmm. vegan. We need 4 teaspoons of soy milk, 2 teaspoons of agave to replace corn syrup,
okay,
and 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla for flavoring. So what we do first is put the confectioner sugar into a bowl. Now this quantity will allow us to decorate 12 cookies.
12, perfect.
You can make a little extra if you want. And then we add the soy milk. Mm-hmm. So now we just stir, we whisk with a whisk until it's blended thoroughly.
So it's so good to know that vegans can decorate as any pastry shop can do in a healthy and cruelty-free way.
Yes. Now you see this is a little bit thick. That's okay. We can just add a little bit more soy milk.
Can I pour it right away?
Yes.
Okay.
Just pour a bit more, just to make sure we get the consistency that we want. Okay. That looks just about right. We can always tweak it later. So we'll add in the agave.
So that's a good way to sweeten without over-sweetening.
And the vanilla.
How about the coloring? Were you thinking of a colored version?
Yes. Yeah. We can definitely add in coloring as well. Just want to make sure that it's the right consistency. So this looks good. Okay. And now we want to add in some coloring. Now because it's Valentine's Day, we've chosen red. So add in just about 2 drops. Now if you add in more, you're going to get a more vibrant red color. And if you add in less, the color is going to be a little pink.
Okay, and red is the color of the day.
Yes. So we've chosen to go with a vibrant red or pink mm-hmm. for our cookies. Okay. See, this consistency is what you want for icing.
Lovely color.
Matches the apron.
Yes.
Okay. So now we can decorate one of 2 ways. We can fill a tube or we can dip the cookies. Well, first, we'll do one of each.
Okay.
So to dip the cookies, just pour about half of the icing out onto a plate. Take a cookie, make sure that it's cool to the touch on both sides. Dip and just press down slightly. When you take the cookie up, just suspend it for a little while for the icing to drip off, and then turn it over.
Nice and lovely.
Yes. So make two. We'll make a heart and a star.
They look already so, so enticing. They'll be very hard to resist.
Yes. Just like that.
Lovely.
Yep. Would you like to put some sprinkles on?
Absolutely. This is a part that so many are waiting for. Here we go. And you can also be creative and, for example, put one dab here, one dab there, and make it a smiley face.
That looks very delicious.
Almost.
Perfect.
A smiling star.
Yep. Or now, what we can do is, we can fill a tube. Love that color.
It's lovely.
It's lovely. A lovely color.
And right for the season.
Yes.
So let's give it a try with maybe just that.
Yes, we'll just put the cap back on.
Okay. And the same thing with Jadot, we could flavor it with chocolate, coconut, or even different fruit flavors. That icing can also be of different colors.
Okay. So you want to hold this upside down until you're ready to put the icing on so it doesn't drip out. And it's okay if a little has dripped out.
Okay, and I get to play with color. So we have one drop here. And the idea is to do the contour of the star.
This takes practice, but practice makes perfect. And if you don't like the shape that you made, that's okay, because you could just dip it back into the plate.
Let's see what happens if we have two stars in that shape, and we put maybe just a tiny heart in the middle. Then you have a double star.
So the key here is to have fun, and especially if you have kids, just let them go ahead with the icing and decorate however they want.
I'll guarantee you they will enjoy it.
Yes.
So we have prepared for you our vegan heart-shaped cookies to celebrate love with everyone on that Valentine's Day, special day of the year. And we are going next to show you how to present them as a gift to loved ones.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with more.
So now that the cookies are cool, we're ready to wrap them. So now we're going to show you the creative way of wrapping these homemade cookies. What you'll need is some wax paper, some tissue paper, a few pieces of paper towels, scissors, some ribbon, a pen, and some tape. And let's not forget an iron. Now we want to make sure that the iron is heated and ready to go, so just plug it in ahead of time. And the final product we're going to make is going to look just like this. So first, we start off by making these tissue paper hearts. To do that, take a piece of tissue paper and fold it in half. On the creased edge,
Draw half of a heart. Just like this. And then using scissors, cut out the heart. So what you'll have, once you open this up, heart-shaped tissue paper. Now you can do this with many different colors, including pink, red, even yellow, whatever colors that you want. So we've made some tissue paper hearts right here, and you can see they're all in different sorts of colors. So now, what we need to do is place a paper towel on the table and take a piece of wax paper, should be about 30 centimeters in length, and place it on top of the paper towel. Then, we sprinkle in the paper tissue hearts. You can arrange however you want, but it's good to get a mix in here so you have different colors and different sized hearts, and you can just place randomly on the paper. Now we take a second piece of wax paper and we place it on top of the first piece. So the hearts are right in the middle. And then we take the second piece of paper towel and put it on top of the wax paper. So now we take the second piece of paper towel and put it on top of the wax paper. We take the iron. Again, the heat setting should be on medium. And you just run it over the wax paper. Now you have to be careful not to touch the iron to the wax paper directly because it'll melt the wax paper if you do. To check to see if it worked, just lift up a paper towel and see if the paper is transparent. So you see how the iron has melted the two pieces of paper together and it's transparent and you can see the hearts. And now what you can do is you can cut the pieces of paper to size, and I've done so already here. So we have two pieces of paper. Now we're ready to wrap the cookies. So take a few cookies. Depending on how many cookies you want to wrap together, you should adjust the paper size. So the more cookies, the bigger the paper size you need. I'm going to wrap two hearts together. It's easier if they're the same shape. So just fold over like so. And you can see that my paper tissue is a little too big. So I want to trim the paper to size. You don't want too much excess paper, because the wrapping won't look as pretty. Perfect. So with some tape, tape together top, two more pieces. And just fold over the edges and tape together. It's okay if the wrapping paper is a little bit irregular shaped because we'll tie a ribbon around it later and make it decorative. A little package like this. To finish it off then, want to take some ribbon. Again, any color you want. And if you have kids helping you out, you can ask them to pick their colors. And we just tie the ribbon around the little paper packet. Like so. And you can curl the edges of the ribbon if you choose. And there you go. So now you have delectable Valentine cookies in these homemade wrapping paper to give to anyone that you want, your friends, your family, your loved ones, for you to share in the great and goodness of Valentine's Day. So now we finish making our homemade wrapping paper. Where is Florence? Florence, can you come in?
I'll be right there.
Oh,
hello.
There you are. Hi. What do you think of my homemade wrapping paper?
Beautiful, beautiful. I know that there are so many ways we can present our gifts. We can buy the bags from the stores and different ways, different choices. Mm-hmm. But you have shown us how to prepare right from home and right from the heart our own packaging to offer cookies to celebrate Valentine and share the love. So remember that you are great. We love you. And we hope to see you again soon for more wonderful baking with me. And all the best to you. Happy, happy Valentine's.